Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. If a man die, shall he live again? Job 14:14. We all have asked that question. We ask it as we are by the grave, by those whom we bury. There have been various explanations given by people as to what immortality is. Some say we are immortal only in the sense that the human race continues after we are gone. Others say that we continue to live, but only in the memory of those who knew us. Still others contend that our immortality is merely a continuation of our influence after our death. But what does the Bible teach about the immortality of the human being? Solomon wrote, "The dust returneth to the earth as it was, and the spirit returneth unto God who gave it." Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7. The death of the body does not mean the cessation of the existence of the spirit of man. Death means there is a separation of the body from the spirit. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James 2 and verse 26. Jesus taught, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." John 5, 28 and 29. Certainly this contends for existence after physical death. Both good and evil shall be raised. Both enter into judgment. They are separated there because one enters life and the other enters damnation. When Lazarus died, Jesus said, "Thy brother shall rise again." And Martha saith unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" John 11, 23-26. Friend, there is no way to deny the continued existence of man beyond the grave unless you flatly contradict the Son of God. In Matthew 22 and verse 23, Jesus said, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." Now, at the time Jesus spoke these words, these Old Testament patriarchs had been physically dead many years. Yet Jesus said God was the God of the living, that God was their God. Therefore, they must have still existed somewhere and lived in some sense personally. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul taught the reality of the resurrection. In his concluding remarks, he said, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 53. Moses led the people of Israel from Egyptian bondage. He wandered with them for 40 years in the wilderness, but because of his own transgression was not allowed to enter the promised land. He died, and the Lord buried him. Yet hundreds and hundreds of years later, after John the Baptist had announced Jesus as the Christ, and Jesus having been born in Bethlehem, and having reached manhood and coming to the mount where he was transfigured, he had a conversation with Moses, and not only Moses, but also the great prophet Elijah, who had also physically died long ago. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. Matthew 17:1-6. Now who can read this and doubt that the Bible teaches life after death and the immortality of the spirit of man, even though the body has died? Now you may not agree with what the Bible teaches, but no honest man could deny that it teaches the immortality of man's spirit. What are you worth? Now, we are not concerned with what amount of material wealth you may have accumulated. We're talking about the most valuable of all things of your existence. What material possessions you may have will long belong to somebody else anyway, and your physical body would bring very little price. We are more concerned than that. We're concerned with the soul of man, not just the material body, when we ask, what are you worth? In Matthew 16:26, Jesus said, For what is man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You see, friend, man's body is but the place where his soul or spirit resides, but that just for a while. It is because the soul will never cease to be that there is such value to the soul. Man may change cars or houses or clothes or many other things. You might even rid yourself of your own body. But you must live with yourself as a spirit for eternity. The soul outlasts the physical body and all the things of this world. We're speaking of that which is the inward man, that part of man that has been created in the spiritual likeness of God, Genesis 1:27. The fact that Jesus placed such a value on the soul proves to us that it is of great value. The fact that he died that the spirit might be saved shows it is of great value. Someone may say, Well, I don't believe I have a soul. I don't believe I am a soul. Well, whether one believes it or not is not really the question. Whether the Bible is true or not, that's the question. The Bible affirms we are souls and spirits. But some object on the ground that the soul cannot be seen and has no measurable weight. But why should we deny something we cannot see in this matter, while we accept the reality of so many other things that we cannot see? We accept the reality of their existence on the basis of evidence, and so it is with the soul of man. Man's thought ability, his mind, his reasoning capacity, these are all evidences that man is not merely an animal, not merely physical and nothing more. In Matthew 16:26, Jesus mentioned the losing of the soul. And James speaks of saving the soul, in James 1:21. Peter speaks of the salvation of the soul, 1 Peter 1:9. He also mentions the purifying of the soul, 1 Peter 1:22. And souls can be beguiled and souls can be unstable, 2 Peter 2:14. The existence of the soul of man is really not a debatable issue, not when one believes the message of the Bible. And what must I do to save my soul in heaven? Friend, you must first admit the truthfulness of the inspired record that you have and that you are a soul. You have to admit that the soul can be lost in hell as well as saved in heaven. You have to admit that the soul shall exist in one of two eternal destinies, heaven or hell. You have to admit that you cannot save yourself by yourself. You must acknowledge that God has provided a Savior, and that only Savior is Jesus the Christ, His Son. Then, in faith, you must obey the commands to repent of your sins, confess your faith in Christ, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. And upon your obedience, God adds you to His church, which is composed of the saved souls. And once a soul is saved, you are rightly to live faithfully before Christ as His disciple. You are to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, as a city set on a hill, to be seen of men that they might glorify the Father in heaven. You must live in the realization that physical death will eventually overtake you as it will all others. And you must realize that though you die, you shall be raised, you shall be judged, and you shall be sentenced either to heaven or to hell. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." And Jesus said, Matthew 25 and verse 46, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker, Jim Boyd. Until next time.